Welcome to our video word for Parsha Achrimot. In our Parsha, we are told how Aaron HaKohen, the holiest person, on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest place on earth. And at that moment, Aaron had to be completely alone. V'chol Adam lo yeb'o ha-moed. No person could be in the Beit HaMikdash when Aaron entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the Talmud Yerushalmi makes a fascinating claim. The Yerushalmi says that not only could no person be in the Ohel Moed, no angel could be either. Not only human beings with their frailties and fragilities, their ability to distract the Kohen Gadol, they couldn't be in the room, but even the celestial angels, pure beings, on Yom Kippur, this day of purity, still could not be in the Beit HaMikdash. Why exclude the angels? The Yismach Moshe suggests that the idea is based on another name we have for the Beit HaMikdash. We call the Beit HaMikdash the temple, the place where we offer sacrifices, but it's also the Beit HaBechira, the place of choice. And it is specifically human beings, beings like Aaron, with the ability to choose wrong or the ability to choose right, who belong in the Beit HaBechira, the house of choice. And the fact that we can draw closer to Hashem, make those connections with Him, is specifically meaningful because we could have gone the other way. Because we could have chosen not to connect with Him, the connection becomes so much more meaningful. And angels don't belong on that day. Angels can't choose not to have a relationship with Hashem. And so they don't belong in the peak, the pinnacle of our experience in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, not all of us are the Kohen Gadol, but every room we enter has the potential for us to be a Beit HaBechira. When we enter our homes, we choose how we're going to relate with our families. When we enter a Beit Knesset or a Beit Midrash, we choose how to daven, how to learn, how to connect with Hashem. When we enter our workplace, we choose how to represent the Jewish people to the outside world. Every place that we encounter in this world can be for us a Beit HaBechira, and we should take chizuk in knowing that specifically having this Bechira, specifically the ability to choose wrong, makes it so much more meaningful when we choose right. Have a good Shabbos.